Hey everybody, it's Colette Baron-Reed, but I think you're sick of me telling you who I am, so from now on I'm just going to say what we're here for. I'm here to introduce you to another beautiful spirit on our team, all right? So our council is starting to grow. We're going to have a full council to work with, and I'm going to introduce you to the Enchanted Map Oracle card deck. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this. I'm telling you only a little bit about each of the decks because I want you to feel them out for yourself. What they mean to me may mean a little bit something different to you, although I've created them out of a very specific lexicon for each deck with very specific artwork and a theme that you really can feel through the decks. You have to develop your own personal relationship to each card deck. But these cards are very important because they actually go together with my book, The Map. And these really do show us our transpersonal journey because they were created for that purpose. I actually train intuitive coaches, the certification coaches that I had at my old school, the Master Intuitive Coach Institute, the one that's now going to be a subsidiary of Oracle School. This is the way we train coaches. So we train people how to use Oracle cards as a specific method of coach dialogue. So now, we're not going to be doing that in this course though, but there are multi-purposes for this. So we are going to use, as we will, other decks, and you're going to get a chance to feel them out and say, like, how else could I use this? How else could I speak to it? How's it going to talk to me? How do I feel about it? So the Enchanted Map deck is ours, yet again, on our council, and I'm going to ask the question for everybody is, how will you serve me on my council, or how will you serve us on our council? In the shared wisdom group. Okay. This one, I'm going to just choose randomly in front of you and spontaneously do the reading. Okay. And because I don't need to use the guidebook. Oh, this is so awesome. Here's what this deck is going to do for us. I'm telling you, as you know, I don't know why I get so excited and I seem so surprised all the time, but it's like, you cannot make this up. You just can't. Okay. I will be calm now. All right, so the first card is in protection, and it's a challenger, and it's sad embrace. Now, I'm going to riff on this card a little bit because it's really about the past. It's about releasing our victim story. It's like the never-ending story card in Wisdom of the Oracle. This tells us, like, we have some sadness and grief, and sometimes we even have to grieve our old self because we got so used to it. But this card deck is saying to us, you know, hey, we know you feel deeply, and we know that this transformation journey is going to come with some sadness, but it's also all about leaving the story behind that caused you to see yourself as a victim. And that is really, really important. Now, the next card is Talisman. So this card deck, the spirit of this deck is going to serve us on our council to remind us that we have everything that we need. This talisman card reminds us that everything that we have up to date, that we have integrated, because this is what shared wisdom is all about. It's about taking knowledge and integrating your insights, and then boom, that becomes wisdom. So this is saying we already have some of that. We didn't come here naked with nothing, right? We already have some wisdom. We have some wisdom already, and we have to remember we have it. We have already gone through things. We have already learned lessons. We have already got information, and we have integrated that information. So if and when we do fall back into an old pattern, we can course correct much easily. Now, I love this card, Into the Unknown. This is our other card that that Spirit speaks to us through this deck and says, okay, listen, kids, everything good is in the uncharted. It's not in the familiar, because this card was also in the protection mode. It was in the challenger position. So it's really saying, like, let go of that branch. You can do it. The familiar is not where the epiphanies are. Believe it or not, the best life you have waiting for you is outside of your comfort zone. You haven't got there yet. It's uncharted, and you don't have to be scared. You're not going there by yourself. In this school and shared wisdom, you're going there with your council, this council of awesomeness, and these great spirits. You're going to have spirit as your co-creator, and you have your fellow students to watch them grow and see their epiphanies as they share their stories in motion, how they overcome challenges, etc. So you don't have anything to be scared about. So just in summary, I want to talk about the three cards again. So we have sad embrace. Sad embrace. We want to release our sadness. We want to let go our stories of being a victim or being sad sacks and sitting in our dirty diaper. And this, I love this deck for that because it'll always give us a little push into, that's not so good. Poof. Now, in the center, the talisman, we already have some wisdom. We didn't come in here with nothing. And then that last card, into the unknown, we have to remember we don't have to be scared. We really do have spirit as our partner. We have each other as our partners. We have all the whole council table. We have a full council to get advice for, not just the one friend. So trust this. This deck, the Enchanted Map Oracle cards, the spirit of this deck really loves you and may be the deck that might give you a little poof, little nudge once in a while. That's why I love it so much, because I always go to this deck if I want some clear cut, here's what you do kind of answer. I'll be right back to talk about the very last but not least good tarot. See you then.